The following paid program is furnished by Common Ground. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff.
This is Common Ground with John Tassone on your station for Talkin' Business AM 790. Call John now at 437-5000 or toll free 1-888-345-0790. Common Ground, highlighting the positive contributions made by the labor community on your station for Talkin' Business AM 790. Now, here's John Tassone.
Welcome to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. Another gloomy, rainy day. And damn, it's cold out there, too. I got my good friend on the other line who's calling in from the great town of Smithfield, Mr. Tim Jones. Timmy, welcome.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. And Timmy is the author of Sour Grapes, the comic that's running in multitude of different papers, including the Smithfield Times, Common Ground Magazine, and a multitude of others. So, Timmy, welcome, and thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, John.
So, Tim, let's tell people who Tim Jones is. Not the singer, not Tom Jones, but Tim Jones, the comic strip.
Well, like you said, I live in Smithfield, Rhode Island, and been here for about 20 years. And I've basically been an artist and writer for comic strips for a long time, about 20-plus years. And, you know, it's been a long ride. I'm keeping it going. Trying to be a funny guy and at the same time trying to be a serious writer. So it's a good mix, I guess.
So how did you get involved in this, Tim?
Well, I ever since I was a kid, I've always liked to draw and took art classes in school, high school, all 4 years and that. And I've always had a bit of an ability. It was a lot of hard work for me to get to the point where I'm at as far as drawing ability goes. You know, some people just have it out of the box and some people have to work at it, and I'm one of those people. But, you know, one day I just decided that I wanted to draw a comic strip. I was always a big fan of them growing up with Garfield and Hagar the Horrible, Wizard of ID, all my influence as far as my style and that. Mm-hmm. So I began just doodling away, and some years later I just wound up with a great strip called Sour Grapes.
So right out of high school you started, or did you start doing this in school?
Well, I had a comic strip in high school for the newspaper. Mm-hmm. I think it was called Beasley the Bee, and because I think the name of the paper was the Bee. So, you know, it was the beginning. Nothing great. I went on to be an art major in college. Mm-hmm. I went to CCRI for a long time. I took the extended plan, not the 2-year plan, and kept at it a little bit. I didn't really know where I wanted to be with it, and then I just started doodling, and the birth of Aesop, the main character, came along about 20-something years ago, so I just kind of kept up with that and tried to hone in on my my abilities and always developing him and the other characters that I came up with. So that's a constant thing that, you know, you get to the point where you got to say, okay, this is it. This is where I want it to be. This is what I want it to look like. So, and I think I've reached that point now, but it was a long road on that particular thing too.
So how did you get the strip Sour Grapes?
Well, I had a comic strip called Every Blue Moon, way back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and it was the same characters. And at the time, I was in about half a dozen newspapers with that. Mm-hmm. And that lasted a little while. I submitted to syndicates with it. The drawings were pretty primitive, and the idea background and what the strip was all about was primitive in and of itself, because I really couldn't pin it on what I wanted it to be, what it was about, you know, specifically. So I kind of put that to bed. Didn't really know where it was going in that. And, you know, life went on. I got married. I had kids. And then
yeah,
I decided
to, work for a living.
To do another strip called Job Shop, which I think you might remember.
Yep.
That was the one that I started with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a writer for that. I just drew it. I had a comedian, Paul Narduzzi, write it. And he had to quit doing it because his career was taken off. And I really didn't know where that was going to go. It was hard to write for that as well. So mm-hmm. I put that to bed for a while. I took a break. In 2013, ironically, got laid off from my job, which was a good thing in a way, because it gave me time to, you know, evaluate my life and so on and so forth. And I decided to start up the characters again, and then Sour Grapes was born.
Mm.
And that's where it started. I brought back the same characters. Just looking a little different, I kind of updated them and so on. So,
you think, Tim, do you think by updating the characters made it flourish?
Oh yeah, it's always good to look at something with a new, a fresh eye, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put something away for a while and you bring it back and you start to notice things you didn't notice before. So I didn't like the feet on Aesop. I kind of fixed the feet a little bit till I liked them and made them a little chubbier. And the big thing I did with Aesop wears a cape. And in the old strip, Every Blue Moon, he didn't fly. I decided to make him fly this time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was original in and of itself. I mean, it's not like Superman where he's got strength and stuff like that. He can just fly.
So yeah. Yeah.
I've always wanted to have a character that could do that. So that's the reason why there's no particular reason why he does, but I just wanted him to.
You know, there's quite a few people in the world today, and for someone to do what you do, I have to give you a lot of credit.
Oh, thank you.
Because there's so many other people who want to be, I don't want to say they're wannabes, but want to be a cartoonist like you are.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a strip in, I don't even know the amount of papers that you're in now, but maybe you can share that with us.
Yeah, I've got myself to a little over 20 papers.
Wow.
Since 2013, so.
And now that me and you have teamed up on doing stuff for recovery,
mm-hmm.
because of the issue of the opioid abuse, I get a lot of comments on the characters that you and I have agreed to move forward with.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to do a kid's book on substance abuse.
Right.
Because I think the more information that we get out there to young people, the better off that the world will be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that would be a good tool for that, you know?
Yeah. So you have two young children.
Mm-hmm.
One who just graduated high school.
Yep.
What do they think about Dad being a comic strip writer?
Well, I honestly think my kids think of me as a character to begin with. You know?
Well, yeah, the kids are not alone.
I'm a 12-year-old at heart. So,
yeah.
I think they've just gotten used to the fact that this is what I do, and you know, what I'd like to do full time, hopefully someday soon. And I make them laugh and vice versa. So it's you know, it's a good thing to have laughter around a home. I think I contribute to that.
Yeah, especially in today's environment. You know, it's got to be, you know, and you have told me yourself that you go to these Comic Cons and meet other people who do comics from around the New England area. And it's got to be one of those scenarios where you need a break for someone to see your work,
yeah,
to latch on and to be successful. Is that accurate?
In the comics, there's a few ways that you could get noticed. I mean, I go to these Comic Cons. I haven't been going to Comic Cons. I started doing, you know, Rhode Island Comic Con in 2015. This is my first year for doing multiple ones. I was in Maine. I was in Worcester recently, and I've got some festivals coming up, but Rhode Island Comic Con is the big one because, you know, the strip is in all these papers all over Rhode Island, a couple in Mass, but, oh, yeah, one in California. But
When is that Comic Con? Is that this weekend?
No. That was San Diego.
Oh, okay.
The big one, the international one. Rhode Island Comic Con's in November.
Okay.
But I've met so many artists at these Comic Cons that I've become friends with also through Facebook. And, you know, I've learned so much from these guys. And I, you know, try not to leave my table, but I want to go visit these guys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
And just marvel at what these guys can do. There aren't a lot of comic strip artists, but
why is that, Tim? Because it doesn't pay?
Well, I think it's different because comic strips, you know, you look at a comic book, you've got, you know, X amount of pages and panels to write a story, and it's a regular book that's very, you know, visual.
Mm-hmm.
With a comic strip, you've got to, you know, mine is three panels. You've got to encompass what you want to say in three panels,
yeah,
even though it might be a short gag or joke. It's a little different, right? But I also think, what, you know, what I was starting to say before is that, you know, somebody might see your stuff, you know, give you a break, you know, but there's also the way that, you know, with comics, you can submit to the big syndicates, and hopefully, you know, that happens. But the syndicates can be a horror show.
Yeah.
You know, you may not hear back from them 6 months to a year. Some of them get, you know, anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 submissions a year. And, you know, you might have a better chance of winning Powerball.
Hmm. Well, so, you just hit Powerball, Tim, because we got to take a break. So I can pay the bills.
All right.
You'll listen to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassoni. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Left side crash on 95 southbound by Eddy Street. Keeping things busy and slow as you come in from Pawtucket. But I'll tell you, if you stay to the right going through that stretch, you should be okay. 95 northbound, a crash by Smithfield Ave has things pretty heavy as you come through town all the way up to the crash site. That slows you down coming in on 195. 146 not doing too badly coming into town right now as you come into 95. 6 inbound a little bit hung up as you try to get onto 95 north. I'm Rich Teeter with your right now traffic.
Sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE.
Stressed about planning or paying for college? Not sure how to maximize merit scholarship money? Are you concerned about paying the balance of the college tuition bill? Or do you have student loans that you are finding it difficult to pay? If you are worried about anything that has to do with planning, preparing, and paying for college, College Advisors Group is offering a 45-minute free consultation to all friends and family of Common Ground. You can take advantage of this offer by calling 821-0080. That's 821-0080 or emailing them at collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Their website is collegeadvisorsgroup.com. And the phone number is 821-0080. Anyone who takes advantage of the free consultation is also eligible to sign up for Sage Scholars Tuition Rewards Points. Tuition Rewards Points can be used at nearly 400 private colleges as discounts on undergraduate tuition. Call 821-0080 for your stress-free consultation, planning, and paying for college. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
Correctional officers, like other divisions of law enforcement, put their lives on the line every day to make Rhode Island a safe place to live. Stories of officers held hostage and nearly killed give perspective to just how tough their job is. Correctional officers are locked in and forever looking over their shoulders, knowing that those with whom they spend their work shift have been locked away from the rest of society because they couldn't fit in. Correctional officers are just like you, except when it comes to going to the office, they don't sit at a desk or stand on a construction site. They work the toughest beat in the state.
United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Local 328, serves the collective bargaining needs of over 11,000 workers. Local 328 represents workers in retail food, credit unions, food service, at universities and public schools, as well as healthcare, transportation, and manufacturing. Local 328 is proud of its relationship with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as one of its most prolific benefactors, raising close to $1 million for research. Local 328 members also serve the needs of those in need with Thanksgiving food baskets and gifts for children at Christmas. It pays to belong to Local 328.
This is your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini. We talk a lot about how all real estate is local. Well, Doug Duncan, chief economist at Fannie Mae, says local regulations are one of the things making it difficult to build the affordable housing there's so much pent-up demand for.
Part of the problem is that a lot of the restrictions on development are local. So there's not really a federal law that you can pass. You need to attack it jurisdiction by jurisdiction.
And Duncan says you can see that demand for entry-level homes in almost every U.S. metro.
If within market you compare low-priced home pace of appreciation compared to middle-priced home compared to upper price, in every jurisdiction, the low-priced homes are appreciating fastest.
And Duncan says when you look at real wages, salaries in the construction industry have surpassed the pre-recession peak, but there's no flood of workers jumping in. And that's your Bloomberg Real Estate Report. I'm Denise Pellegrini.
Like a lot of people, you have great ideas on your way to work. Like a lot of people, you can't always make them happen once you get there. Because like a lot of people, you run into roadblocks. Money, time, that guy who hates everything and never holds the elevator door.
Can you hold that?
Oh. American Express Open would like to help because we believe a lot of people should have the opportunity to turn their ideas into reality. Visit open.com and see how American Express Open can help with money and know-how so you can get business done. Not even elevator guy can stop you now.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers is almost as old as the use of commercial electricity. Founded in 1890 by electrical workers after an explosion in St. Louis, it's the oldest and largest union in the world. Local 99 dates back to January 1900, and today it has 1,200 affiliated members. Local 99 is committed to the community it serves, whether it's through efforts of its members working round the clock to restore power during Hurricane Sandy, or its contributions to the hurricane victims through the IBEW Hurricane Relief Fund, or its recent work in the much-needed repairs to the West Little League field in North Providence. Truly a brotherhood in action can be a powerful thing. For more information on how you can join this great union and become part of its great history, visit them online at ibew99.org or give them a call at 401-946-9900.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Well, now Johnny is our own legend, John Tassone. We are having Common Ground today with our special guest who's on the line once again. Here's John.
Tim?
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Thank you for joining us. I thought you were trying to be funny.
No, I'm not that funny.
All right. Okay. Tim, let me ask you this question. When you go into libraries, bookstores, you know, children come up to you. They see your poster. They see your stuffed toy that you have. And a child asks you, how can I be like Tim Jones? How can I become a person who draws art and make it a living? Because most parents would say, little Johnny, we don't want you to be an artist. Mm. We want you to go to college. We want you to be a lawyer, a doctor, or a radio talk show host.
Right.
How do you do that?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I get all ages coming to me asking me that exact question, and I'm flattered at that because, you know, I'm still working at it. So I love to see kids and young adults wanting to do this. And, you know, the advice I give them is just practice, 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 especially the kids. You know, I can see, you know, potential in these kids' drawings, and it reminds me when I was their age and, you know, my drawings, you know, looked kind of the same as theirs, but there was also I look for a spark in their drawings. So I know that they have something. I know that there's, you know, imagination there, and I tell them, practice, 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 use your imagination and don't stop. You know, I have a nephew, Andrew, who's amazingly talented. And I remember when he first started out, and he, you know, he's just kept going. I think he's 13 now. Mm-hmm. And I've always encouraged him to just keep going. He hasn't stopped, and he's gotten so much better. Mm. So, you know, that's basically what I tell these kids. And I really want to tell them that if this is really what you want to do, you know, stay in school.
Right.
But, you know, keep at it. And then it's going to get to the point where, you know, you're really good at it. Someone's going to notice this, and you can go anywhere with it, to be honest with you.
Mm. Like, Tim, like, you talk to these young aspiring artists.
Mm.
Who inspired you to do what you do today?
Oh, geez. You know, in comic strips, I've always, you know, I read comic when I was a kid, and I still do, and I'm not ashamed of it. And
I am.
But Charles Schulz is probably my biggest influence. His style and his writing, his style of drawing is so simple, but so effective in the characters' expressions and the way they were drawn, and recognizable characters. I mean, you see Charlie Brown, you know exactly who he is.
Mm.
You see Mickey Mouse, you know exactly who he is. Garfield, all these characters are, you know, highly recognizable. So when I looked at Charles Schulz and I saw what he was doing and how simple it was, that was a big influence on me. Some of the other strips are Wizard of ID, BC, Hagar the Horrible, all very, very simple drawings. I mean, I marvel at some of these other artists nowadays. What they're able to do with some of their comic strips is amazing.
Mm.
You know, backgrounds, characters, and different views and stuff like that, which is amazing. But I've decided to just I want to keep it simple, just and it adheres to my ability as well. You know, I'm not ashamed to say that, you know, I can't draw like these big shots and some of these strips, but that's okay because like I said before, I've honed in my own style, and it works. So, you know, it harkens back to my influences.
Now, do you draw freehand or do you use like a computer program today?
Well, I draw pencil and then ink on Bristol board, and I write in the words, and I draw the balloons around them. I was taught by Lee Nordling, who's in the business a long time ago, and he taught me to just write the letters, words, and to the size that you pretty close to what they're going to be in the computer. So I've learned to do that, and then at that point, I do scan it into the computer, into a program called Photoshop. But I only use Photoshop for my lettering, for coloring, because some of the papers like yours fix it in color, also to fix my mistakes. So thank God for Photoshop with that. But and then I'm able to turn it into the files, and then I send them to all the newspapers. A lot easier that way nowadays. Anyways, I used to have to bring my original drawing back when I was in the other papers back in the late 90s and bring it to the newspaper, put it on their copy machine, copy it, shrink it down, and then actually hand that physical paper to them, and then they took it from there. So, you know, do that for six papers. It got a little tiring after a while. So technology definitely helps.
Yeah, well, that's good. Now, let me ask you this question. You've been in the business for a multitude of years. Have you ever redone a comic strip? Meaning, I want to use this again, and sent it over. There's no two comic strips alike. Is that accurate?
I'll say no, because there's a lot of old ones that I have that I'll resurrect, as it were, but I'll always draw them again and probably edit the joke because, you know, like I said in the beginning, that if you're looking at it at a fresh eye and you look at the joke and you're just kind of like, eh.
Right.
So I kind of rewrite it. And so, in essence, is it one that existed? Yes. You know, I put it in a new format. I put it in, you know, what the characters look like now, and I kind of tweak the joke a little bit, and but I mean, the majority of them are new. It's important to stay new, it's kind of a mix.
So it is important to think about draw something new all the time. It's not something that you want to become stale. Is that accurate?
Yes, absolutely. I know, you know, people that I know, and most comic strip artists are writing months in advance. I think that's what the syndicates want you to do. Personally, I write on time because I think that gives me a good idea of what it's like to be on deadline.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be a day I will be doing this for a living, and I'll be writing, you know, months ahead, and you really have to stay on topic there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, say there's a holiday coming around and stuff, and you need to write for that,
Let me ask you another question, Tim. Where would you like to go with this strip, and what are your goals? I mean, I was talking about Sour Grapes right now. I'm going to get into Recovery Radio in the next segment.
Sour Grapes, I'm hoping that I get nationally syndicated and, you know, do this as a, you know, full time or at least close to full time. I mean, they at least like to get into what they call a development deal where they, you know, we work together with the syndicate and, you know, polish it up and so on and so forth. You know, me being in all these newspapers all over the place, you know, I did that myself. You know, we call it self-syndicated. And I use that as a tool to show the syndicate that this comic strip is sellable. You know, people like it. Newspapers like it. So,
Tim, we got, I got to interrupt you. We got to go on a break. I got to pay the bills so I can have you come back on. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Dunkin' Donuts Regional Traffic, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's the summer of coffee at Dunkin'. Try a new s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, butter pecan iced coffee, or coconut cream pie cold brew today. America runs on Duncan. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Still working those crashes. One on 95 South, one on 95 North. The southbound side, left-hand side crash down by Eddy Street. They're getting people by it on the right, but it is making for a slow go coming in out of Pawtucket right now. On the northbound side, we have that crash by Smithfield Ave, right and right center lanes. That is causing some backup for you all the way back into downtown Providence. That'll affect you a bit on 195, 146, as well as 6 coming in. 295 northbound, getting a little busy by 37 and all the way up through the canyon. I'm Rich T. with your right now traffic.
Wesco Oil understands the challenges that the harsh weather throws at us, and maybe the biggest is how to beat the cold and keep our homes and families warm. There's no one better than Wesco Oil, a third generation family business who provides both heating systems and assistance. Wesco serves both Rhode Island and Massachusetts, and with a commitment to providing the best value possible, Wesco offers discounts for COD. Trust the Wesco family to heat your family this winter. Call Wesco Oil at 231-3681 or 800-411-6603.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 different types of equipment, in fact, plus contractor supplies. The best part, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done. Whether you're a large contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer, for the United Rentals nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS. United Rentals. Consider it done.
They are everywhere, on billboards, television, even here on the radio. But when you need an attorney for a workers' compensation case, you need the law office of attorney Stephen J. Dennis.
I'm attorney Stephen J. Dennis. Workers' compensation insurance is meant to help people who are injured on the job to get the benefits that they need to pay bills and cover their expenses. But oftentimes, employers and their insurance carriers make it difficult for this to happen. Just call me. I'll take on those insurance companies for you and fight to ensure that you get the full amount that you deserve. For more than 20 years, my office has protected the rights of workers in Rhode Island. No matter how tough a case or how big the insurance company, I'm in your corner. So if you've been injured on the job or have an occupational illness, trust my office with your case.
That's the law office of Stephen J. Dennis. Visit StephenJDennis.com or call them today at 453-1355. That's 453-1355. Stephen J. Dennis is Rhode Island's workers' compensation lawyer fighting for what you deserve.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Hi, my name's Bob.
Hi, Bob.
So I see this ad on TV. It says I can reduce my debt by 50%. So I call. They told me to stop paying my bills, stop talking to my creditors. It didn't seem right, but they said they'd take care of everything.
I gave them thousands of dollars, but most of it went to their fees.
Getting out of debt is neither quick nor easy. There are those who will tell you anything just to win your trust.
Sounded perfect. I did everything they told me to do.
They never paid my creditors. They didn't even contact them.
Turns out I'm even more in debt because the fees and the interest on my cards kept piling up.
Bad advice from so-called experts can make your financial situation worse.
And the bank turned me down for a mortgage. And that's when I realized my credit was shot. I should have gone straight to my creditors to begin with.
There is a better way to get help. Talk to your creditors directly or to find a nonprofit agency near you. Visit debtadvice.org. Debtadvice.org. Real solutions for real people. This has been a public service message.
Do you have a child or grandchild in your life that falls between the ages of newborn and 17 that would benefit up to 1 year of free college tuition? Enroll now in the only guaranteed scholarship program in the country. Over 350 private colleges participate and close to 400,000 students. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Click on the Scholarship Center tab for more information regarding this fantastic program. To enroll now, call College Advisors Group today at 401-821-0080 or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com for your free application. Everyone that calls and mentioning this program will receive a minimum scholarship guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing scholarship opportunity today. Call 401-821-0080 or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
And now, Johnny Legend is John Tassone. We're talking about comics. We're talking about all kinds of fun stuff. Once again, here's your host, John Tassone.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. Mr. Timmy Jones, the sour grape comic in Smithfield, Rhode Island. Timmy, welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, John.
So I want to talk to you about a couple other things, Timmy, that we haven't hit on. You know, it's hard to imagine someone who works 8 to 4:30 like you do as a quality control specialist. And at 4:30, 5 o'clock, you go home, you have a family, and then your wife puts you in the closet and you start drawing.
That's kind of true, actually.
I know it's true. Either that or she puts you in the shed
and you start drawing.
But how do you get your wits about what you draw up, how you do it? Is it on your day-to-day activity? I know when you call me up and you text me and say, John, what about next month? What do you want to do for next month? And all I have to do is give you two or three words, and then the next thing you know, the comic comes out.
Well, with Sour Grapes and with Recovery Road, which I'm sure we'll be talking about in a minute, but I know the characters so well. They're a part of me, especially Aesop. So, you know, I might hear something during the day or something on my mind. And what I do is I just kind of throw it at the characters. You know, I'm experiencing it, and I'm going to say, well, I'm going to see what these guys do with this day. I'm going to give them the same scenario, the same circumstances, the same thing that's going on with this, and put it in their world, and then you just kind of take it. Sometimes the script just writes itself, which is great for me, but I know, like I said, I know the characters well enough that I can just let them take the wheel.
Hmm. You know, in today's society, in today's political world, there's an awful lot of stuff that can be written about the day-to-day operation that's going on in Washington.
Yeah.
Do you ever think of putting Aesop with somebody else and trying to do the political spin on it? Because between us, as somebody who was in politics for a number of years, this is comical. Not only is it comical, it's sad what's happening to this country.
Yeah, I agree. I made a decision a while ago to not have Sour Grapes affiliated with politics for two reasons, because I want to leave Sour Grapes in the world that it's in, and also, not only are you commenting on politics, but you're also dating yourself. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to have, you know, okay, I wrote this election year about, you know, someone and somebody, and so the next year I have to write something else. You know, very rarely during the year I'll do maybe a Christmas one or one after Comic-Con, a Halloween one, but that's it. I don't want to date it, but the big part of it is I don't want Sour Grapes to be associated with anything political. I want to leave it in its own world.
Mm. And, you know, some of the other strips, you know, poke fun at politicians and stuff like that. But I see where you want to go with, you know, the Sour Grapes end of it. And now I want to turn the focus to Recovery Road. I mean, we had this conversation months ago pertaining to trying to not so much have it laughed at, but as far as being serious about the crisis that we're in at this particular point in our lives.
Yep.
And I know from being a young dad like yourself, you want to make sure your children don't get wrapped up in what a lot of other children are getting wrapped up in, is the overdose issue and the amount of drugs and alcohol that are on the street.
Right, absolutely.
So how do you, you know, because when we talk, we text back and forth about, you know, different topics. You know, this month, I think it was the one about peeing in a cup.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, you know, as far as a business perspective goes on that, I hear it all the time about people that can't pass the drug tests to gain employment.
Right.
I mean, you go down Route 44, as I did today, and there had to be at least 20, 25 signs for people looking for help.
Sure.
So if you can't pass a drug screen and you have dirty urine,
yep,
obviously you're going to be a menace to society and you're not going to be a good person who pays taxes, does their job, and goes to work every day.
Yeah.
So how do you look at, you know, my character, your Aesop character, and try to make heads or tails out of what's happening with the world today?
Well, you know, like you said, we text back and forth, and you gave me a few tidbits of what you'd like the script to be about. And like you said, this last cartoon that we did, back up a second. I wanted to do this cartoon because I feel strongly about, you know, us at least working on this problem as a state, and, you know, talk to people and make awareness of the problem we have. So Recovery Road, I think, provides a little bit of levity to a serious topic. And with this last one about, you know, having someone ask someone else to give them their own urine sample so that theirs doesn't show up tainted and so they can get a job. You know, I kind of threw a joke in there a little bit of, you know, the serious part was that it's, you know, it's illegal. You can't do that. You know, don't get caught with it. And, you know, the other reason was is Aesop didn't have to go, so we got out of that one.
Hmm.
So there's a little joke with it, but it still provides the seriousness of the problem and points out what, you know, one of the things that's going on in this problem that we're having in the state.
Hmm.
So I think, no pun intended, that we're on a good road with this. We put out a few cartoons, and I think, you know, they hit the point.
Well, Timmy, we got to take another break, and I have to go to the bathroom to use the urinal, and we'll be back after this quick message.
Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149.
Navigant Credit Union believes that time should be spent with family and friends rather than bankers. That's why Navigant Credit Union offers Journey Rewards Checking. You can open your new account online at NavigantCU.org. That's easy. When you sign up for e-statements, use direct deposit, and make a minimum of 12 debit card transactions a month, you'll earn a high annual percentage yield, and your ATM fees will be refunded up to $25 a month. Call 233-4700 or stop by any Navigant Credit Union branch.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
If you're feeling low with nowhere to turn, call the Samaritans at 401-272-4044. It's free and confidential, 401-272-4044. This is Bill Withers. We all need somebody to lean on. When you do, the Samaritans are there.
Cool, cool air.
Hi, this is Dave Campbell, president of Cool Air Creations. In 1993, I started Cool Air with one employee, a passion for the business, and the integrity to do what I promised. Today, with a team of over 40 professionals, the same passion and integrity still holds true. At Cool Air Creations, we take your image seriously. After all, why would you trust that to just anyone? I've built the most advanced production facility in the industry and put together the largest product selection available, all to provide you the best screen-printed, embroidered, or laser-decorated merchandise you can find. And since all decoration is done in-house, our art department can ensure your logo's integrity remains true from product to product, time after time, something our competition doesn't even understand. Take control of your company or organization's image with Cool Air Creations. Call 401-769-7755. That's 401-769-7755 or on the web at morethantees.com. Cool Air Creations, your source for all things promotional.
Cool, cool air. Make you look great.
Have you been ignoring your most important financial goals? If so, you're not alone. 78 million baby boomers are approaching retirement only to discover that they're totally unprepared. How much money will I need to support the lifestyle I was hoping for? And can I turn my hard-earned savings into reliable income? The answers to these questions are different for everyone, and you should consider working with a trusted advisor to help you find your solution. At the SOA Financial Group, we help our clients develop unique strategies that will help them meet their unique challenges. I'm Don SOA, the host of Money Talk, the state's longest-running financial talk show. If you want to take control of your financial life, call the SOA Financial Group at 401-434-8090 for a free consultation. That's 401-434-8090. And tune in weeknights at 5 p.m. for Money Talk on AM 790. SOA Financial Group is located at 14 Breakneck Hill Road in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Securities offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Advisory services offered through SOA Financial Group are separate and unrelated to Commonwealth.
And our Johnny is John Tassone, taking it home in our final segment right now with Tim Jones. Comic extraordinaire, once again, here's our host, John Tassone.
Welcome back to Comic Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. Timmy Jones from Smithfield, Rhode Island, is in the house. And Timmy, I want to thank you for joining us today. We only have
Hello.
A few minutes to go. Tell my listeners where you're going to be posted over the next couple of months for your upcoming events.
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm starting in September. I don't have anything in August. This Saturday, I'm going to be at Savoy Bookstore down in Westerly, Rhode Island, right on Canal Street from 3 to 5, signing my new coloring book, Aesop Takes Ominous for a Walk. And so if you're in the area, stop by for that. It's a beautiful bookstore. September 16th, 17th, I'm at the Burrillville Arts Festival. Let's see, October 28th, I'm at the first annual Steampunk Festival. It's the guest artist down in Attleboro. It looks like it's going to be a great event. Looking forward to that. The big one is Rhode Island Comic Con, of course, November 10th to the 12th. That's a Friday through Sunday. Like I mentioned before, that's a big one for me. And so stop by if you're in the Comic-Con. And in December 2nd, part of the Rhode Island Authors Expo. I belong to ARIA, which is the Association for Rhode Island Authors. So December 2nd at the Rose in the Patuxent, that's a huge, over 100 authors there, and I have books, so I will be there signing those books and selling, and maybe some other items I might have that are all sour grapes related. So got some things piling up, so I might slip in a couple here and there, but you can check my website. Can I plug my website?
Go ahead.
Okay. SourGrapesComics.com. On there you can see my events. I try and update them as much as you can. There's also my strips and other items on there, contact information. You can find me on Facebook, Sour Grapes Comic, on Facebook. That's my fan page, and you can see me on my regular page. Just dial in Tim Jones, cartoonist, and you'll see me there. Just joined Instagram after people bugging me about it, so I finally got on there. So that's ASAP 2017, I think it is, but you'll find me.
All right, great. So, Timmy Jones, Sour Grapes in Recovery Road.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Timmy Jones from Smithfield, Rhode Island. Timmy, thank you for joining us today. Love to have you back towards the end of the year. We'll talk about a couple of different things.
Okay.
And it was a pleasure to have you on. You're an excellent guest, excellent cartoonist, and excellent young man.
All right. I appreciate that, John. Thanks for having me.
All right, Timmy Jones. You'll listen to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassoni. We'll see you next week.